There was a sign up this morning that due to the matzav in Eretz Yisrael, I don't remember exactly the nusach, so the mesiba is canceled. I'm not sure who put up the sign. It wasn't Rabbi Meir and it wasn't me. I don't think it was Rabbi Roth either, right? But the question is that why wasn't the sign accurate? So we have Klal Yisrael b'sakana. People are mamish b'tzara right now. Yes, there's been yeshuas. Avoid Rishayim Rina. But still, what does it pass to have a Purim Mesiba? Especially, it's not on Purim even. It's just the Hachana for Purim. What's the Pshat? We'll come back to the question at the end of the Drasha. The Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Bosi Ligani Achaisi Kala. Bosi ligani achaisi chalo arisi mayrim divshi im besami achalti arim divshi shasisi yeinim chalovi echlu reim shesu v'shechru doidim. Pasuk says, Bosi ligani, the Rebbe Shlom says, I come to my garden. Achaisi kala, my kala, my sister, arisi mayri, I pick Mayri, the Mar, im besami with my besamim, achalti yariim divshi, I eat my forest with my honey, consume it, shasisi einim chalavi, I drink my wine with my milk, ichlu reim shesu v'shichru doidim. I once wanted to say, this kapitel, we've said a shmuz about this in Elul, this whole shtickle over here, famous shtickle from Rav Shalom Shadron. A little bit different. Kneish. The Gemara says in Megillah that Mar Derayer, the first of the Besamim in the Ktayres, is Mar Derayer is a remez to Mardechai. Right? The Targum is Mari Dechi. It's a remez to Mardechai. So Balsi Ligani Achaisi Kala Arisi Mairi in Besami. I come, the Rebbe Shlom says, I come to pick Mayri. Mayri is Mardechai. Mar, the spice in the Ktayres, the perfume in the Ktayres of Mar. It's big shiloh, whether it's a plant or it's musk from an animal. It's big shiloh in the Paiskim. Machlaikis Rishayinim. It's a separate discussion. But whatever Mar is, Rebbe Shlom comes to pick it. It's referring to Mardechai. Referring to the Mardechai of the Megillah. The Baruch Shem says, Kail doidi doifeik pischili akaisi rayosi oinasi samosi. Baruch Shem says, I come and I'm knocking on the door. Kail doidi doifeik pischili akaisi rayosi oinasi samosi. Open up the door for me, Klal Yisrael. Open up the door. Gemara says in Megillah that Mardechai was ben Kish, shehikish al dal se rachamim. He banged on the doors of rachamim and they were opened. Is that a kasha once? Gemara says, Bab Metzia, the Gemara says, Share dimo loininalu. The gates of tears are never shut. And Mardechai says he calls Tzoyim uvchi umispei, tzak ve'efer yutzal rabbi. Mardechai comes with bechias. He comes with tears. He comes with crying. So why does he have to bang on any doors? What is he? Hikish al dal say rachamim. He's banging on the doors. Sharei rachamim. He's coming and banging on the doors of rachamim. Mardechai came with bechias. Sharei dimo loininalu, the gates of tears are not closed. the famous Maisa with Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner was Purim, and an Ani came in. And he said, there's a Maisa, there's a Chazal, I don't know where it is, that says that since the Gzeira was not written in Dam, it was not written in blood, it was only written in ink, so it was possible to be Mevatel the Gzeira. So the Ani says to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, if I give you a remez in the Megillah to this Yesaid, so will you give me extra? So the Medrash I think is, the Chazal is that Eliyahu Anavi told Mardchai, I think that's how it goes. Eliyahu Anavi told Mardchai the Gzeira was only written in ink and not written in blood. And therefore, it's shayach to be mevatel the gzeira. So, if I give you a remez in the Megillah, so he says, "Ikosev haMelech laAbdom," which the Melech we know is the Rebbeinu Shalom. LaAbdom is loy bedam. Should be written. It was written laAbdom, loy bedam. It was not written in blood. So, Reb Chaim Volozhiner was neshleimim from the Vart, and he told it over to the Gaon, and the Gaon told him the same one that told it to Mardchai is the one who told it to you. Eliyahu Anavi. I don't know where this Maisa comes from. I heard this as a Yikosev HaMelech LaAbdom. There's different kinds of Gzeiris. There's different kinds of Tzaris that come to Klal Yisrael. There are Tzaris that it's enough. Sharei Dimu Leininalu. We come to the Rebbeinu Shalom, we cry. And we have a Yeshua, we have a Hatzalah. Here it wasn't enough to be mevatel the gzeira. You see, even after Haman was dead, the gzeira was kayin. What we needed over here was a nevnahapaychu. We needed to turn around. The situation Klal Yisrael was in was so dire, it wasn't enough. We needed Sharei Rachamim. We needed the Dalsei Rachamim to be opened. Ben Kish, Zogdi Gemara, Mardchai banged on the Sharei Rachamim. The Bechias were enough for Sharei Dima, for the gates of tears. But here we needed much more. We need Rachamim. We needed to be Mahapech, the Din. We needed to be mahapech what was going on with Klal Yisrael. We needed to be mahapech to the extreme opposite. For that, you need to open wide the Sharei Rachamim, the Tzoyim Uvchi Umisbei. The crying was not enough. The Baruch Shem comes to Klal Yisrael, Kael Daidi Daifek. The Baruch Shem comes and he knocks on our door. There's a famous, this is what we talked about in Elul a little bit. There's a famous medrash, the end of Eicha. It says there's a debate. I think it's famous because I forget which one, either Mordechai ben David or Avram Fee made it into a sum. But there's a debate. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, Shuvu Eilai v'Shuvu Aleicha. Do tshuva, and I'll come back to you. And Klal Yisrael responds with the last pasuk in Eicha, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'Noshuva. Rebbeinu Shalom, you return to us and we'll do tshuva. It's a debate. Who should take the first step? Rebbeinu Shalom says it's up to Klal Yisrael. Shuvu Eilai, do tshuva v'Noshuva Aleicha. And Klal Yisrael says to Rebbeinu Shalom, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'Noshuva. So the song goes, Yochid v'rabim, alocha k'rabim. Okay. So what's the answer to the debate? I think the answer is this pasuk. Kael doidi doife. Pischi li achaisi rayosi yainasi samosi. The Bersham comes to Klal Yisrael and he says, Doidi shalach yodoi min achor umeyai homu alov. The Baruch Shalom sends his hand through the door. The Baruch Shalom sends us a remez. Some hint. It's a shas rachamim. It's a shas. It's a time that the Baruch Shalom is mevakish that we should do tshuva. Kamti ani liftoyech l'daydi v'yodai not v'umar. What a klai Yisrael come. V'yodai not v'umar. They were dripping with what? With mar. They came with the schus of Mardchai. V'yodai not v'umar. V'etzbayisai maroiver. They came and they said, Mardchai was mashpi on us. Mardchai was hekish al sharei rachamim. Mardchai broke through. The Rebbeinu Shalom sent the first tendrils of Ava to us. Rebbeinu Shalom was shalach yodai min achor, and Klal Yisrael comes, the yodai not v'umar. They come with the schus of Mardchai, the schus of the tzaddik, the ashpa of the tzaddik, and they're ready to do tshuva. You have to take advantage. If the Rebbeinu Shalom already left, it's going to be too late. We're coming into Yemei HaRachamim. I know we look at Purim as a fun holiday. And it is a fun holiday. But you don't have to go far to look in the Megillah to see that it's Yimei HaTshuva. It's Yimei HaTfila. Soy Muvchi U'Misbei Yutzal Arabim. Tomorrow's a Tainus. It's not a coincidence that there's a Tainus tomorrow. The day before Purim is a Yom Tainus, and then we have the Sudas. Then we have the Aliyah, Beis Hashem, of all the Sudas of Purim and all the Geshmak of Purim. Person can reach, like we'll talk tomorrow, tremendous Madregas on Purim. It's preceded by what? By a Tainis. Soy, Mufchiyu, Misbei, Tzak, Goefer, Yutzal, Arabim. As the tape goes, we can do tshuva. Just like in previous days, right? We can do tshuva. Klal Yisrael as a whole, the Rebbeinu Shalom is sending us messages. He's sending us bangs. He's knocking on our door. He's waiting for us to come and be makish and bang on the Sharei Rachamim in a hafaychu. We don't just need a situation where I once heard a joke, Klal Yisrael is the only nation that makes a holiday when they didn't get wiped out. Everybody else, they make a holiday. America makes a holiday, they became independent, right? They conquered another country, right? Klal Yisrael, we weren't wiped out, Gavaldik, holiday, great. And the truth is, why? Because the whole tachlis of the world is that Klal Yisrael should exist, so it's nick and klein as ach that Klal Yisrael still exists. But still, we need more than that. What happened as a result of the tshuva of Purim? We were zeichet the Rabbi Yesheni, those who are learning Ezra with us. It was just a few short years, within 5 years of the whole tshuva of Akimu v'Kiblu, that Klal Yisrael was mekabel the Torah Nachamo, they were zeichet the Rabbi Yesheni. That's really, if you learn the story of a different time, that's what's going on in the whole Megillah. We need this Osiris. What's taking place in the world at large, the Sakana Klal Yisrael is in. The Yeshuas, the Rebbeinu Shalom is sending, and B'ezer Hashem will send. To be Ma'iras, to Tshuva, to Tefillah, to Bechi, to Rachamim, to be Makish and bang on that door of the Rebbeinu Shalom. We want Rachamim. We don't just want a Hatzalah. We want of an ahavaychu, the whole situation of Klal Yisrael should be nisale. One of the reasons given for wearing masks on Purim is because we want to change who we are. It's Iris for tshuva. The person is always the same, now he's different. We're having the Mesiba before Purim, before the Tainus. We should be Nisayr. Yes, we'll have the Aliyah of Purim, but before the Aliyah of Purim, we're going into a Yom Tshuva, a Yom Tefillah. And Klal Yisrael needs it. We need it desperately. We should be zeicha to bang through those doors and be zeicha to gzar din of rachamim.